I just kneel down. I say, raise the song. Just lift your hands and worship the Lord. Just lift. Mind you, that doesn't mean that when I say lift your hands, I'm also. But I'm telling you, lift your hands and worship God. Just in your own language, in your own language. Just spend time. Baba, I didn't pray. I slept off. Ah, in this service, Baba, He will now give me a song. When I get that song to sing, the service have opened. He either gives me a song or a scripture or a prophetic word. As soon, I won't start until I pick it. Oh God. As I open it, service open. Many people are CEOs. No wonder they don't last. You know the CEO is in charge. He cuts the shot. He describes what happens. But some of us are staffs. Do you know CEO can decide when he comes to the office? Staff cannot decide. If he is coming safe, he's coming late, he'll be afraid because of query. That is the post. It doesn't mean you are not a son. It's not that you are a conscious son, sensitive son. Now, don't mistake this for slave mentality. No, it doesn't mean you have to. No, but this is the consciousness of men that God will use. There are men that understand I am bought. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18 to 19. Let's do 19. 1 Corinthians 6, 19. Malesu Savia. First Corinthians 6:19. If you are there, say praise God. If you are not there, say wait for me. You are too slow. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Are you there? If you are there, say praise God. If you are not there, say wait for me. Okay. Nobody is slow again. 19. Are we there? Want to go? What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God? What? You are not your own. Tell yourself, I'm not my own. Verse 20. For ye are bought. Hello, sir. When they buy you, why are you pretending as if you were not bought? Tell your neighbor, you are not your own. Say you are bought. What is that? It's just like I have a maid that I paid for. Will she decide what should we do in my house? We have one maid one time that was telling us, me, I know they eat about, I know they eat this one. You know, my wife was teasing me about the girl. I said, My mother and your son, you better go back to where you are coming from. He said, me, another day. Imagine you have a, say, sir, for my house, I only 2 meat with the eat. Now, 2 meat. I don't eat 1 meat. When you understand you are bought, this song will make sense. Make me, Lord, what you want me to be. Send me where you want me to go. Use me anywhere you want. I am ready. Listen, what I will doesn't make sense. What I want doesn't make sense. You think I want to do the revival tent? No! Monday is my own free day with my family and myself. God place demand on it. Listen. Oh God. I don't ask God to bless what I'm doing. I'm looking for what God is blessing and I go and do it. I'm not looking God bless what I'm doing. What is he blessing? I look for what God is doing. He said, thy will be done on earth as it is. Not your will be done on earth so that it can be done in heaven. It has to be what is in heaven that I come to do on earth.
where that scripture says, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Don't get it twisted. It means look for whatever is binding, bind it with them. That's why you pray for the person. God has not prayed for you on your own. He said, as I see my father, so I do. He said, whatever I hear my father say, I say. Even Jesus. The men you call star are not star by themselves. Are star because they see what is done and they do it with him. That is what makes them star. So, when I come to a meeting and all miracles happen, you say, ah, that man is anointed. Hello, I only saw what the father is doing that day. Let me pray for the person God is not praying for. I'm on my own. Even Jesus got to the pool of Bethesda. Only one man. What happened to the many guys? That's not their day. Are you amazed? He was going to the temple every day. There was a man by the gate, beautiful gate. He didn't pray for him. I mean, your Jesus. There was a man at the beautiful gate every day. He didn't pray for him. He said, in heaven, Peter alone in case he can show up. And Peter dared not until the time appointed of the Father. But when that became, boss, silver and gold, I have not. Such as I have. When did he have it? Time has come. Are you with me? Invest where God is not investing. You are on your own. Go where God is not. You will pay your tithe here. Say, I am bought. You are That's why even marriage, you have to see every pattern before you marry. That the guy is fine, he's tall, he's dark, he has a job, doesn't mean he's your husband. That something is good doesn't mean it's God's. Some doors are not doors, they are traps. Enter it, you are finished. Not all open doors are God's doors. You must see what God is doing and do it. Men that are stars are men who can sit down to see. Have I already? Oh, God. Let me show you a scripture. Church, who killed Sisera? Answer me. Who killed Sisera? Are you not a Bible student? Is it Jael that killed Sisera? Is it Jael that killed Sisera? So, oh God, are you still here? So let's check the scripture. Judges chapter 4. Alabada Gadeos. Let's start from verse 17. No? Are you there? Howbeit, Sisera fled away on his feet to the tent of Jael, the wife of Eber, the Kenite, for there was peace between Jabin and the king of Azor. That others. And Jael went to meet Sisera and said unto him, turn in, my lord, turn in to me, fear not. And when he had turned in unto her into the tent, she covered him with a mantle. And he said, give me water, I pray thee. I am thirsty. She opened a bottle of milk and gave him to drink and covered him. He asked for water. He gave him milk. Follow me. And then he said unto her, stand in the door of the tent. It shall be, when any man doth come and inquire of thee, and say, is there any man here? Thou shalt say no. Then Jael Abba's wife took a nail of the tent, took an hammer into her hand, and went in softly unto him and smote the nail into his temples and fasted into the ground, for he was fast asleep and weary. So he died. Who killed Sisera? Who killed Sisera? Is it Jael? You know, Jael gave her milk, right? And she took nail and nailed him. So let's check who killed Sisera. Go to Judges chapter 5. Judges 5, verse 19. Judges 5:19. Are you there? If you are there, say praise God. If you are not there, say wait for me. You are too slow. Judges 5:19. Are you there? Are you there? Are you there? Oh. Let's read. The kings came and fought. Then fought the kings of Canaan in Taanach by the waters of Megiddo. They took no gain of money. 20. They fought from where? Continue. And the stars in their courses fought against who? Who keeps the cedar? The kings fought from heaven. That is, the king of heavens came to fight. And the stars keeps the cedar. What is Jael? She was in the place of intercession at the door. She was seeing what heaven was doing. As Sisera was coming, he saw a corpse, not a man. As Sisera was coming, he saw a corpse. They just killed, stars have killed him. Come inside, come inside. Drink milk, let me fast in it. You thought he had the covenant to kiss Sisera? Army? Never. But she saw in the spirit. She saw that the stars have killed him. She saw that the kings fought in heaven. And the stars have killed Sisera. As Sisera was coming, she saw a corpse, not a man. What did she do? She practiced whatever was finished. She saw a dead man. He only took armor and nail. Hear me, whatever she will do that day, he will die. If she gave him poison, he will die. Tobafi Adasha, he will die. Because the stars have killed him. Hello? You better do what everyone is doing. You will not struggle. You will not struggle. You better go where everyone is going. You will not struggle. Message is that man is a man that knows his bought. So he doesn't take a decision because he's skillful. He takes a decision with permission. Baba, what should I do next? The man that God will use doesn't go to university to study any course. Is turning the course that heaven say. And you know what? If you yield so much, in case you even miss the voice, heaven will force you. It was University of Abuja I wanted to go to. But God knows if I go, I'm a gone. If I go to university, I'll be a gunner. I passed for Sushi Emmy, 71. I want to do veterinary betting. Cut off mark for vet was 61. I scored 71. They didn't give me admission. I cried. Oh God. Oh God. That is how I moved to where I went to. It wasn't sweet. It wasn't palatable. But that is where my destiny is. I encountered destiny on that my campus. I entered destiny on that campus. Yet it wasn't where I wanted to go to. I thank God I didn't go to that Abuja. You know, I saw two of my friends that time that were like, if I've gone, maybe I would have been doing. If I had gone there, I went to preach in Abuja. She came. Say, hey, why you are not a pastor? Anointed man of God. I said, yes, yes, yes. If I were there, Oguati son. Make me, Lord, what you want me to be. Send me where you want me to go. Use me
Anywhere you want,
I am ready. I am ready.
Make me, Lord, what you want me to be.
Send me where you want me to go.
Use me anywhere you want.
I am ready.
I am ready.
Listen, if my wife wanted to marry a rich guy, by now she'll be broke.
But she chose me.
Ask her.
She's enjoying her life.
Because she married whoever is married. Is it not painful that your wedding day, everyone is marrying somebody else, you are marrying somebody else? On your wedding day, everyone is doing marriage somewhere, you are. Well, men that God used are men who know they are bought. You are bought. You are not your own. Your life is not your own. You know, the same way now, if I want to fast, I have to take permission from my wife. If she wants to fast, she has to take permission. Because if she fasts and says, hello, baby, eh? And she says, fasting, I can break the fast. And everyone will answer her prayer. So she needs permission. I need permission. You can't, she doesn't have a body. I'm the owner. I don't have my body. She's the owner. Are you with me? So, the same way, God is my owner. He controls my life. The man that God used is a man that knows it. You are not a CEO. Tell your neighbor, you are not a CEO. Say you are a staff. Say you are an employee. You know, employee doesn't do what they like. They follow the dictate of the company. I thank God you are a top level manager. Yo. If one somebody under you is behaving fala follow, what do you just do? When people are looking for a job, can I show you how God described the people he will use? Matthew chapter 9, verse 36 to 38. Look at the people God want to use. See how he called them. Oh God. Are you there? Matthew 9, 36 to 38. Are you there? If you are there, say praise God. If you are there, say wait for me. Let's read. Want to go? But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then he said unto his disciples, the harvest is truly plenteous, but the celebrities are few. The stars are few. Who are few? Laborers. Laborer. The Greek word for laborer there is egretes. E-R-G-A-T-E-S. It means an ayah, a workman, a worker, a toiler. He didn't say celebrities are few. You are not born again to be a celebrity. Let me say this on a lighter note. You know, like this Nigerian government now has shut down Twitter. I told my people, I said, if your ministry, all it makes you relevant is that you have 1 million followers, Nigeria can just finish it in one day. After they finish Twitter now, they can enter Facebook. You know, that guy has insulted the president too. They can say Nigeria shut down Facebook. Then maybe next time again, they say Instagram. And all your followers that is making you happy will suddenly just disappear. If your relevance is attached to that thing, I beg, you better carry your mind to the work. It means your life is in the hand of a man. What if social media now say that no mention of the gospel in our platforms again? Because they deleted the president post because he violated their law. It means they can come up with a law. We don't want Christian content again. And everything you call online ministry. Hello? It's time to go to read discipleship. Build men. Build men. Build disciples, not fans. Build disciples, not what? He said, laborers are few. What did he say? What is the prayer point next? Pray ye to the Lord of the harvest. And he will not. He will send thee what? Laborers. The men God will use are laborers in mindsets. They know I am born. You know, laborer is worthy of salary. It's worthy of wages. Right, that's the right word. A laborer will be paid. So when you understand this, you know they don't pay you until you finish work. The reason why you are doing it anyhow is because you think you are in charge. The man God used is a man that knows I am a laborer. I am laboring for the person who bought me, who owned me. God is my employer. I am a laborer. Look at Jesus himself when he came. How? What did he behave? John 9:4. Show me John 9:4. How did Jesus himself behave? Gabbayana. John 9:4. If you are there, say praise God. If you are not there, say wait for me. Okay, I think you need to wait for me, sir. Are you there? Let's see, want to go? I must walk the walk of him that sent me while it is day. For the night cometh when no man can walk. What is the Greek word for the walk there? It's called egazomai. It means labor. Egazomai, labor. Trading. Making gain. Doing business. I must labor the labor of him that called me while it is day. You know, when I give you a farm, I give you a target. Before 6, do this work. Jesus himself had a labor mindset. He didn't have a CEO mind. He said, I must walk the walk of him that sent me while it is day. There is a time to do this work. It's a day affair. I can't do it in the night. So, that is why you have to understand this, your work, as a time frame. You can't be doing ministry anyhow. You can't be living anyhow. There is time. Time is going. Time is going. You can't be casual about life. You can't do it anyhow you like. Time is going. He said, for the night cometh when no man can walk. That means there is a night season. Say, I am bought. Let's continue. John chapter 4, verse 34 to 38. 36 to 30. John 4, 34 to 38. I'm trying to show you the mindset of the man that God used. John 4, 36, 34 to 38. Are you there? Let's see, you want to go. Jesus said unto him, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me. And to do what? Finish the what? Somebody say, Ishe. His work. His work. His work. Let's go 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the field, for they are white already to be harvest. You can't postpone it. You can't slack. can't say it's next year. Verse 36. And he that reapeth receiveth wages. Can you see? Who receiveth wages? Who do they pay wages? Is it do the CEO collect wages? The CEO has a share in the company. The laborer collects wages. And gather their fruits unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true: one soweth, another one reapeth. Verse 38. I sent you to reap, wherein ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye enter into their labor. That is our case in Nigeria. You are not the one plowing Nigeria. Some people are paid with their blood to get the gospel to us. Hello, sir. Can you enter and go and enter their harvest? Do you know they are not arresting you yet because you are preaching? A time will come. Gradually on your TV, when they mention God, they bleep it out. Are you aware? Very soon, you won't. Now that nobody is arresting you, where is your convert? Now that nobody is arresting you, where is your convert? I say this: if they are charging people to prison for preaching, would they have any evidence to charge you? If they are charging people for being a Christian, you check your life, would there be enough evidence to convict you? Because you don't evangelize, no evidence. You don't have a convert, no evidence. Now that nobody is censoring your post, you can still send it everywhere. You better do it. Night will come when no man can labor. You are in your company now. You can't preach the gospel. You say, I don't want to be seen as a gospel, as a Christian. But the people of other religion, they come with everything. They look like it. But you don't want to be. A time will come. You can't even mention you are a believer. You know, you can see gather in camps, large places. A time will come. Maybe you go under the bridge. Can I shock you? Today, North Korea, they have banned foreign movies. They have banned jeans. They have banned foreign TV. They have banned any language other than their language. They have banned dress and dance and slang. If you speak a slang that's not North Korean language, you'll be killed. Can I shock you? It's the prophecy of the end time. It will happen. The gospel will be frustrated. We are in the end time. I'm just scared for our children and grandchildren because it will get over. Now that you can see evangelize in the streets, nobody will arrest you. Where is your convert? Now that you can still afford to go and take a coffee break with the staff in your company and discuss gospel, you say it is just kingdom. When I get to church, I will preach. Where is your disciples? Where are your disciples? Now that you have 100,000 followers and nobody is disturbing your followership, where is the gospel? Sharing flyer is not the same as sharing gospel. Sharing flyer is not the same as sharing gospel. I know all of you want to write about power. You want to write about dimension. You want to write about realms. Hello? When will you write about salvation? You can still send broadcast to, you know, before, you can send broadcast to as many groups as possible at once. Now it's just 5. Very soon it will be 1. It will be frustrating to share broadcasts. Before, I click all my WhatsApp groups and it download at once. Now I have to do like 10 times. 5. Very soon it will be 1. Now that you can still share the gospel, you are not doing it. Night comet when no man can walk.
Oh,
where is your combat?
Do you know my challenge with the body of Christ today in Nigeria?
We are doing church transfer. A church that is growing from another church. Our pastor is no longer deep. You move to a church where your pastor is deep.
If a new church comes to town, the church is full one Sunday. Where did they come from?
No, are you not shocked
that a church comes to town now and full? And the people there, it's as if they came for altar call. They are filled with the Spirit. So are we growing in Nigeria? Can I shock you? We are scamming ourselves. How did the church grow in Nigeria in the beginning? Our fathers went to the field. They were doing crusade. They were winning souls. As they were getting souls, they were planted in church. But today, plant a church, transfer. A church is not deep, you move to the deep church. When a new church that is deeper comes, you move to the deeper church. And the deepness does not mean depth of the word. Sophistication at times could be the deep. Aesthetics could be the deep. Are you with me? Don't you see we need help? Where is your convert? Now! You know, it's cool you are speaking in tongues. You can. Some of your tongues are even having soprano tenor auto. Kakabago. It's deep. Woo! Hello with your tongues. Where are your converts? We are in trouble. The altar call I call in church. Is it not someone that gave his life to Christ last month that went back to fornication and accepted Jesus? When last did unbeliever come to church? That's why we mix it together. You want to rededicate your life or you want to accept Jesus? So that. is that not what we are doing now? Plus me, all of us. If you want to give a life to Christ, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Hello? Unbeliever, don't need rededication. Enter the field. Are you aware that the street is fuller than church on Sundays? You are a staff in your company. You go for a tea break and yet you cannot preach. You can't say Jesus loves you, brother. At least sow the seed. Let the Holy Ghost breathe on it. God planted. Apollo water. God give the increase. At least you plant. Let the pastor of the church do watering. And let God give increase. Can somebody say, Sister Lagbaja told me about Jesus and I couldn't sleep? Do you know how D.L. Moody got saved? Somebody met him, said a statement that troubled him for years. When you are a laborer, you know there is no time. No wages until you finish. You still have Instagram. You still have Twitter. Okay, it's gone. It will come back. You still have Facebook. Brother. Where is your convert? The best of you is seen in church on Sunday when you wear suit. Especially those protocol ladies. Fine, hot, looking like hostesses, but fire, zero. Good morning, welcome to church. Thank you for coming, we celebrate you. Left. You are ushering men to their seat, and you never usher anybody to a seat in Zion. At least use your fine body. Your body should be an advantage. Somebody likes your fine face. Say, hello babe, how are you? Don't insult them. Fix a date with you, no problem. Enter the place. You would have done 3 hours before it comes. Get caught up a lot. As we are eating that rice together and gisting, let him be under conviction. And he's gisting with you and he's crying. I don't know. Sorry, I don't know why tears are dropping from my face. I don't know. Maybe it's love. And he's talking to you, he's crying.
I think I'm having an emotional rush. You just be blasting talks inside. You even help him with the Yankee. Sorry. And you tell him, actually, you are not crying because you love me. You are crying because the one who loved you came to a meeting with you. Who? Jesus. Laborers. They understand. My God. Let's continue. Are you getting blessed at all? Let's see the life of Apostle Paul. How did he live? How did Paul live? What was the mentality Paul had? 1 Corinthians chapter 9. We are going to read from 16 to 27. 1 Corinthians 9, 16 to 27. Mama. I'm telling you, if you don't remember everything I said today, media, let me caption it. Where are your converts? Just design it. You will put my picture like that. Say, where are your converts? You let me share it everywhere. Even devil must see. Are you not shocked that the people that some of the churches who were doing evangelism were copying, and they were trying to become subjugated to them, are now on the street? And I saw the pastor say, "Oh, time religion is bad." And the people who were doing it, they said, "No, how can we go out every month? We can. Oh, we need to understand. We can use social media to reach them. We can. Hello, face to face." Let me shock you, sir. He said, "And ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, uttermost part of the earth." Jerusalem is face to face. Judea, face to face. Samaria, maybe call. Uttermost part of the earth, internet. But that you will not use internet to do the work of face to face. Error. You better enter your street. You have been doing church. Why is your attendance not increasing? Did you do evangelism? I'm not talking of people that left another church because they don't like their pastor. I'm talking of people who didn't know Jesus. People who didn't know Jesus at all. The man God used is a laborer. He's not a CEO. He doesn't wait till Sunday. Do you know why the fathers appear big? And the people the fathers who did they have Rema, they are big. And the boys who have deep Greek, Hebrew, epignosis, and they are small. It's not time and season, no. Because those fathers were big when they were like us. Do you know why? They were after souls. How can a man preach in a church of 100,000 capacity on Sunday and on Monday is in the market? No ambience, no strings. Are you not thinking that a man preaching 100,000 capacity of rugged AC and on Tuesday is in the village? Are you not thinking, how are they getting bigger? They are laborers. How can a man do one Holy Ghost night, gathered by 500,000, 1 million people, finish it and go to a country where there are no more than 10,000, and yet he's still going to kings one on one? Hello, sir. I want to have a meeting with you. He's using his influence to convert kings. He could sit in his house and every month they will come on Thursday for communion, they will come on Friday for Holy Ghost night, they will do divine encounter on Monday, and I'll be resting. Yet December 25 is on the feed. You wonder why God is blessing them, and you are a CEO. You have 10,000 followers online. I'm a social media influencer. Influencer. you know.
Are you seeing those men? Bishop Odebo said this January, I was shocked. He said his convert is within January. No, he said it's in February or so. He said between January and March, yes. He said he has 30,000, 50,000, 30,000 converts. No, is it 10,000 converts? Personal convert. Not utter call. Richest man of God, right? He has jailed.
Some of it is your father's age mate.
After Sunday service, five services in a big church, he enters on that bridge. Song go, Jesus loves you. You need to accept Jesus. Oh, you are doomed. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. You better accept him now or you are gone. Jesus loves you. I've come to give you the gospel. He loves you. Who want to ask? Tell him about Jesus. And if we go back to 50,000 capacity church on Sunday, are you not shocked? But you see young CEO is pastoring 200 people. Followership online. Instagram, Twitter. They post the picture of the service after service, you know. As the ambience is nice, there is light, there is sound, light, and he's waiting till next Sunday. He's tweeting, telling media, tweet that thing. They are tweeting every week, two of the week, and waiting till Sunday. Sunday again, Saturday night, they will now do Skabasha Kabala. Oh God, move tomorrow, as if God is list engine. Now you have to move tomorrow. Oh God, they will even do VG. Oh God, move tomorrow. They will call their workers, they will do Zoom meeting. Oh God, do Zoom tomorrow, move tomorrow. Oh God, and they will come on Sunday. Workers meeting, they will pray. Service. Why are we small? We are not laborers, we are CEOs. When was the last time you preached to somebody? When was the last time you entered market? The man God used is a laborer. You are a teacher. Hello, sir. When last did you call the student to one corner? Say, do you know Jesus loves you? You are a teacher. And silently, all your students are your converts. Oh Lord, bless me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You even do it while you're going to school. And as you're speaking to God, say, my son, let your head be correct. As you finish, you get to school, you gist with your staff, you go back and God say, my daughter, are you a fool again today? You spoke in tongues with me, I agree. And look, can't you see? You know your fellow staff is going to well, you are sure. But you know, open your mouth. Hello, sir. Are you the savior? You are not the one that can save the person. At least, sow the seed. Laborer. You want anointing? I better go and labor. Some things, oh God. Some things will come by fasting and prayer. They will come because you are responsible. You know, my generation is too deep. We are too deep. See, you know, I've told myself, remember that I won't preach deep. You know, this one is not deep. It's not REMS. Is it deep? It's not REMS. It's not. No, I'm not going to do those things. I know it all, but I won't do those things. Your head must be correct. A time will come when we can no longer. See, we are studying Apostle Paul, Abby. How did that guy become favorite apostle? 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 16 to 30, 27. Are you there? So that means I'm the one that is slow. 16. See, please read this scripture with all of your life. See, let's see the mindset of Paul. Are we there? Are we ready? What verse are we reading from? 16. Okay. Let's see, want to go? For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory about. For what? For necessity is laid upon me. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. Woe!
This is Apostle Paul. You are not Paul, apostle. You are assistant brother. An apostle said, woe is me. You know, let me confess before, I don't like corny otako. I don't like it.
I feel it's not compulsory.
I used to feel like all those daddy and daddy, you, all of them, they just be calling otako. They be calling otako. No, it's because necessity is not laid on me. What I was passionate about is that people get the rema. Odip. No, there is ventilation. When you hear Odip, it will. Oh. It's ventilation. But our service, Pastor, Odip, God. Oh. You say, okay, we give God the praise. In your heart, you know you are the one taking the praise. Not God that's taking anything. You know. So, but a time came. Necessity became. I mean, I can't leave a service. I will feel guilty that somebody have an access to salvation. And if I preach marriage, I still want to say hello. Maybe there's somebody here. Oh. He said, whoa! It's me. If I preach not the gospel. Verse 17. For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed. The preaching is not willing, it's against his will. That is, I am a laborer, a steward of the gospel. A steward of the gospel. A laborer. Say, woe is me. Let's go to verse 18. Want to go? What is my reward? Then verily, that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel. Verse 19. For though I be free, yet I do not be from all men, yet I have made myself servant unto all men, that I might gain the more. Verse 20. Unto the Jews I became a Jew, that I may gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as though under the law, that I may gain them that are under the law. Wait, do you know my challenge with our generation? We like Pauline epistles, we talk about the Pauline, as if Paul himself in himself is angry with some of us. You know, a boy said, when you hear some things young people say, it's as if Jesus doesn't know anything. It's Paul. You know, the way we talk about Pauline epistles, you know. Somebody messed Peter up before me, messed James up, messed John. He said they are shallow. He said, but Paul is there. Hello, sir. Before you preach to me Pauline epistles, show me Pauline life. Somebody is saying, whoa! Me. 22, let's go. To the weak, I became weak, that I may gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I may by all means save some. Wait, why am I doing this thing? For what purpose? No, to do what? Is in this verse, just read. To do what? To save. The agenda is what? Sozo. Verse 23. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be a partaker thereof with you. Verse 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race runs all, but one receiveth the prize? So run. Why are you running if you're not a laborer? Why are you running if you are not a laborer? Verse 25. And every man that striveth for mastery is temperate in all things. Now They do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. 26. I therefore, so run I, not as uncertainly, so fart I, not as one that beateth the air. 27. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by enemies, when I have preached to others, I myself will not be a what? Meaning you can preach and you are not reached. Can you see the life of Paul? Paul became he had a laborer mindset. A laborer mindset. He knows. Oh God. Can we check again? Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 21. Philippians 3. If you are the same, praise God. You guys are too fast. Philippians 3, 12 to 21. Are you there? Let's do one to go. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after. If that I may apprehend that for which also I apprehend for Jesus Christ. 30. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Verse 14, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. Where? Verse 15, let us therefore, as many be perfect and be thus minded. And if anything be ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Can you see the way we should live? Can you see the mentality we should have? No matter what I've done, no matter what I've touched, I count not myself to have apprehended. I count not myself to have apprehended. I count not myself. I know I have healed the sick. I can't know myself to have apprehended. Do you know one day, God told me, he said, Daniel, he said, when I heal the sick in your meetings, what is he showing? A baby boy like me, I said, that I've increased in rank. That I've touched something. And the Lord said, you didn't touch anything. Actually, I'm showing my graciousness to the people. I'm showing men how gracious I am. You did not touch anything. I said, hey. So now when I minister healing to the sick, I say, God, show the people how merciful you are. So, do you know now when I'm preparing for meeting, do you know my prayer? Father, heal me that I can align to do whatever you want to do in that meeting. I'm not saying, Father, anoint me so that they can be healed. It's not. Father, can you flow through me today? Can you? I align. 4 hours, you are still aligning. I align that you can use me for this service. I align that you can touch somebody today. I align that you can pass through me to reach somebody. That you can use my mouth to say what you want to say. I'm not looking for anointing to show, Father, Lord, that men may know that I'm entered. Lord, can you anoint me that men may see that you are powerful? As good as that prayer is, check the undertone of that prayer in your heart. You know you want to show that you have entered next level. Do you know what? I don't know my realm. I don't know my level. In fact, I'm not sure I have level. But when I come to meeting, I come with the level of Christ. Whatever he wants to do in that service, I'm available. That is why I am not under pressure to perform. You know, if I'm in a level, I can want to perform. No, I don't have level. He is my level. He is my level. Remember, where do we start from? You are not a CEO. Who are you? You are due for wages. this mentality will teach you, I'm not in charge. There are things that laborers do. See, when I begin to pray now, I'm no longer praying. I pray with a mindset. This prayer is equipping myself for what to do as a laborer. Wait, are you getting what I'm saying now? You know, if I give you a work as a bricklayer and you don't sharpen your skills, you can destroy my house. Are you with me? You can destroy my house. So why should I sharpen my skills as a bricklayer? So that when I get a job, I do it well. So why am I praying now? With this laboring understanding, I begin to pray to yield to the Holy Ghost. Why should I study the scripture to understand? I need to bring the message. There are two kinds of ministry. Ministry to reach the unreached and ministry to help the reached. So, all of us as believers, it's either you have a mission or a ministry. A mission is to the unreached. A ministry is to the reached. So I strengthen what I'm doing here is ministry. When I go for a crusade is mission. So I go to the street, I get people saved. When they come here, I grow them. Are you with me? So why am I understanding it? Why should I understand the scripture? So that when I come to you, I can rightly divide the word of truth. As a workman that needed not to be ashamed. It's not to prove a point that I'm deep. So that understanding might come to you and you will go into missions. Are you seeing the circle? When you come to this meeting, if I have done thorough diligence searching the scripture, why do I prepare sermons for this meeting? Why do I have to wait on God? I wait on God that I can rightly divide the word of truth so that you'll be thoroughly equipped to go to do the missions. So that when you come back, my own work is to grow you. So, if a church is not a sending church, it's a weak church. If a church is not what? It's not a sending church. A church, a great church, is not known by seating capacity, but by sending capacity. How many members enter the streets on Monday? That is how we know a great church. Why should I pray? Why should God anoint me the more? So that when I go to the unreached, there is compelling power in my word that compels them. It compels. They hear the word, they are broken. They hear the word, they are convicted. They hear the word, they accept Jesus. Are they sick? They are healed. Because the fact that I'm a laborer doesn't mean automatically I will know how to use the knife or the cutlass. The fact I'm a laborer, I have to, doesn't mean my cutlass will be sharp. What should I do? As I got the job, I should go to the people that sharpen cutlass and sharpen it. I agree I'm a laborer. So why am I fasting? I am fasting to flatten my flesh, putting my body under, equipping myself, yielding, so that when I go to missions, the people will not struggle because there is power available and I can easily hear God. I can assess the deep realms of the spirit to be able to bring them to salvation, because the battle for the soul is the highest battle. Remember 1 Corinthians 4 from verse 3. He said, if our gospel be healed, it is it to them whose their hearts are blinded. Why? The God of this world are blind. You are compelled. You are fighting with a God. So you can't evangelize casually. Jesus loves you. On what premises? But you can say Jesus loves you and the person will break down. Because it came from the womb of power. You are fighting with the God of this world. So, why should you fast? Why should you pray? Why should you press in the place of the Spirit? So that the word in your mouth carries ability to destroy the God of this world in the heart of men. So that the veil can be removed when you speak. So that when you speak, men cannot resist it. The veil in their heart is torn open. Why should I study well? When I come to missions like the ministry like this, I can rightly equip you thoroughly. Because when I give you nonsense, you go with nonsense. And God will judge me for the nonsense. So I have to sit down, study scriptures, wait on God, so that I can effectively nurture you to become who God wants to be. At the same time, why should I study? So that I can first live the life. Because I must live the life that I preach. Because there is a message called life message. You are not talking, but yet you are loud. This understanding will help you. You will now, like me, I can't go and preach anywhere if I have not spent time studying my own scripture. I mean my morning devotion. No matter the message, I will pause. If I can't do Bible study, you will see earpiece in my ear. It's called audio Bible. It's a ritual. I must soak it in. How can I be preaching to men when I've not studied the word? How can I come and preach when I've not prayed? It's a laborer mentality. I'm not the CEO. I know you are deep. So you just stand up and say, let's share this. Hello? The man God uses is a laborer. Next week, we will do part 3. Are you blessed at all? We are going to pray. Rise up on your feet. Do you know what? I don't know the prayer point to give you. But will you pray? Pick your word in this message and pray. Pray. I don't have a prayer point for you. Please pray. I don't have a prayer point for you, but please pray. My God.
Help me.
I receive sense as a laborer. I know I'm a laborer. My God. Koto bagada bala gada bala bala. Koro bada bala 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 basha. SSA. Ekabaya. Ekabarinos. Amen. Why, by the grace of God, I have a very big library to my level. The Lord will increase it very soon. But why am I buying books? Why am I reading God's General? I'm reading God's General so that I can know how they behave, know what they did, to know God's expectation for me. You know, many of us think we are big until we read what A. Allen did. I read about one of my man that I lost, some of D.M. Moody. I saw that. I'm joking. Do you know that at 30, Billy Graham was filling stadium?
I don't know if God will permit me to say this, but since they are not giving me express, so let me just keep quiet. But let me shock you. One of the things that moved that challenges me the most was the life of this man. Do you know when you don't read history, you will not be in touch with future? You don't know the expression of the future because you don't read history. So when you know what Ketukuma did, you know as a lady, you are just slave for fun. But when you read what they did, you are like, yeah? My journey is far. You know they don't have Instagram, so you don't measure them by followers. When you know what Amy Sempemafasi did, your brain will be resetted. Is that grammar correct? Resetted. You see? You shall understand. So why am I reading? As I'm reading, I know God's, I know what God did in the past. And Bible says the glory of the latter shall be greater than the former. So when I see what people do in the past, I know I'm joking. Do you know why I know we have missed it in ministry? When I read God's general, I saw what church looked like. It's different. We are far. Salvation Army by William's Boots and Catherine Boots. Ah! They were feeding the people and their mission was called Soup and Soul. They were feeding the people and they were giving them the gospel. When you see what those guys did, you will know we are joking. They don't have light. They don't have anything. They don't have camera. They don't have all the sophistication. But yet, they were effective. So when we begin to study, why must you read? You need to read to expand your mind to know God's expectation. It's not only to share them. To know God's expectation. You have to read books. Oh? One of our daddies gave myself and my wife some books to read. Whoa, our life changed. She's reading Art of Fire, right? Art of Fire, right? I'm reading Extreme Devotion. I know I'm not born again. I read that book and we look at ourselves, it's like we are not born again despite all our tongues. But if you are only at your level, you will not know. That's how we differ. You read books to get insight. It's not to prove a point that you know deep things, but to rightly divide the word of truth, to equip people. And you have to live the life of the Spirit, bear the fruit of the Spirit, so that when you reach the unreached, they see Christ easily. They understand Him easily. For the last time tonight, I don't know your prayer point. But if I were you, I would pray, Lord, help me. Help me, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Daddy, help me. Help me, help me, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Lord, help me, help me. Help me, help me, Lord. Help me, help me, help me. Help me, help me. Help me, help me. Help me, Lord. Help me, help me. Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord. Amen. Amen.
You know, the Holy Ghost permit me to say this to you. It's growth. It's growth. You know, I trust God. I'm not saying this to you to say that I'm free from this challenge, but I'm still trusting God. But I notice that our generation are just obsessed with numbers. You might not understand, but it's true. You know, do you know what God did for me? When I had 50,000 followers on Instagram, I was very happy. I almost did Thanksgiving in church. I was very happy. It sweetens me so much. Eh? I was telling somebody, you know, I have the followers. Not long after that, those people, they stole the accounts. They took it away. I was almost sick. They hacked the account, sold it to somebody in Turkey. But thank God I got the account back later. Do you know, by the time I got to 100,000, my wife told me, you're now 100,000. I said, I saw it. One of my daughters came and said, Papa, you're now 100,000. Let's do 100,000 followers. I said, for what? Do you know what? I'm not saying that it's not good to celebrate followership, right? I'm just telling you that the level of work that God did, I mean, I just thought that's trash. You know, when I did 50, I mean, I was extremely happy. Now, when I got to 100, I was like, 100,000 followers, 300,000 people won't call us on. It just occurred to me that many of them are following me to heaven. About one person is following 100 person, and we say we are happy followers. I mean, I had to ask the Holy Ghost before saying this to you, and he allowed me to say it. So I know maybe somebody needs to hear it. I don't know who that person is, but maybe somebody needs to hear it. You know when you finish live Instagram session, you will screenshot the number of people that followed. You will now circle it and post online and say, thank you all that followed. But actually, you are pointing out, if it is 50, you won't circle it. You're actually telling us that this is actually the number of people. I'm not saying it's bad. Wait, I hope you get what I'm saying. I'm just saying that can God work on our hearts and we do this work genuinely. Since this revival tent has started, there's no picture of how, you know, of course the hall is full. You know, if I ask them to take that picture from that place and they snap the whole lot, we post it, it gives a sense that in 3 weeks I desire it, but didn't allow it. So when you see picture of one person, you think that maybe they are not plenty in the place. You know, but there is a part of us as we want to actually feel that. I'm not saying it's wrong. I love numbers. Actually, God loves numbers. Are you with me? I can't pastor a small church. I mean, we start small, it grows big. I can't do an empty crusade. I will fill stadium for God. I will fill stadium. So we will do one meeting, one stadium, and we have overflows. But I'm saying that God will not bring it until I die to numbers. The days when we are still trying to look at numbers of one man, we didn't hit the target. But the time when we forgot about it, in COVID, did you see what God did? When everything was said, until you die to it, it won't come. I mean, if you are a laborer, somebody who is obsessed, anything can happen to you. But for us who are laborers, now this is not a sign for mediocrity. Your church is not growing. You say it's not about numbers. Hello, let your head be correct. Wait, I hope somebody is getting the balance. Now, your church is not going to say it's not about numbers. We're not obsessed. Hello, that's what I'm saying. That is not what I'm saying. No, get it clear. Your church must grow. God wants multitude. God wants your church must grow. But I'm saying to us that aspect of us that is not actually the source that is in your heart, that is just to prove a point that we too is happening, must die. Are you blessed? Father, we thank you. Lord, I present this family to your hand. Lord, help us. Daddy, help us. Daddy, help us. Father, help us. Lord, help us. Father, help us. Father, help us. Do you know what? The Holy Ghost just ministered to me. He actually interpreted to me what Apostle Paul meant by neglecting those things which are behind. And I press on towards the mark of the air calling. You use 4 hours to pray for a meeting. You use 4 years to talk about the meeting. Did you hear what I said? The preparation for the meeting was just 4 hours. But you keep talking about that meeting for 4 years. But you know what I've seen with the fathers? They just forget and reach the next. Have you heard that you talk about Lekki Nigeria before? Have you heard it before? Our answer. Holy Spirit, I hope. Do you know what? I don't even know what I'm saying, no. But I'm just talking as I'm hearing. Because I am listening as much as you are listening. I'm not preaching to you. I am in this service as you are. After this service, I will go and drop this mic, and Daniel will listen to the pastor. This is not me, oh. And we have to go and listen to the pastor. Will you cry again? Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Daddy, 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 help me. Oh, help me. Oh, help me. Oh, help me. 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 Father, help me. I need to get it right. Lord, help me. I need to get it right. Father, help me. I need to get it right. Father, help me. Father, help me. Help me. I need to get it right. Lord, help me. Father, help me. I just need to get it right. I need to get it right. I need to get it right. In Jesus' name we are praying. Now, why should you get understanding of all these things I'm sharing? You must, this doesn't kill the place of challenging people. Are you with me? So how do you get the right time to get it done? Ask the Holy Spirit. Have you noticed I've been saying the Holy Ghost permitted me to say this? Reason is that it's a walk. It wasn't like that before. Before, as I see any realm or revelation, I just share. But from the time you wire me Koboko, my head is, I have to ask him, should I say this one? Because actually, I'm not the message. My story is not the message. My story is an encouragement. The gospel is the message. So my story can only complement the gospel. So I have to ask him for permission to share my story. So in the midst of this service now, what I'm saying to you is that you must, how do you get the balance?
the Holy Spirit. Do you know I was challenged because those things were also documented? So it doesn't mean you won't document. It doesn't mean you won't talk about it, but you must know when, why, how. So it means you have to live 100% by the Spirit. There are times you know, one day Daddy Joe was preaching. He now referred us to a message he preached in America or somewhere when they were doing all Pentecostal leaders. You know, that message had been on YouTube, we were not aware. But a time came, he said, if you can get the message, he referred, because God permitted him to refer us back to that. He told us what happened there. So it's not that it's totally wrong to talk about what God did in a meeting. In fact, you can come to a meeting and share a testimony of what God did in the last meeting, and it will steer the faith of people. Are you with me? But you must know when. You must know how. And you must know why. That is why you need the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for tonight. We give you praise. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we pray that we will not fail you. We pray that you will help us. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Are you blessed tonight at all? If you are blessed, give God a shout of praise. Welcome to the family. Say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins. I believe you died for me on the cross of Calvary. I confess you as my Lord. Come into my heart. Save my soul. Deliver me from sin. I will never go back to the world again forever. Thank you, Father. I receive the very life of God inside of me. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen. Congratulations. Love you. Welcome back to our family. And you are saved.